Yes, thank you very much for that. That's a very good overview. And I appreciate you explaining to everyone how you see the partnership among the other constituents develop. In fact, when we first began our discussion of the International Centers of Excellence, we were looking at these as public-private partnerships. We think this is very important. It's a very strong vehicle for accomplishing things that that are otherwise difficult to do, either by just business alone or just by the public sector alone. So having these kinds of strong partnerships and including important, and in this case, long established and very well-known institutions is a very good thing. We also, as we talked about this in the beginning, we realized that, you know, these have to be not just one international center of excellence, but there have to be many, because we have many problems and we have very diverse problems. And one of the things that Dr. Skiba mentioned, which I think is a very important aspect of this, he mentioned that if in this first roundtable at the ICE that will be located in Katowice, that we'll bring representatives of coal basins, their technology, their, and of course their problems and issues, all to the same table. And then through that, something you said to me this morning was is that we would hope then we would see natural kinds of partnerships develop across the table, so that we started to see people and companies, organizations work with each other. Now, that's also the reason for having multiple centers of excellence. And so I'm going to have Dr. Creedy talk about one that he's working on for, that would be located in China. And the reasons that we think that this is a very important and very strong thing to do is because there are, of course, very different conditions in China and in Poland, and there's also very different cultural approaches. And when I say cultural, I mean from the intellectual point, the institutional point, and so forth. When we see these, you know, our vision is that over the years there will be more of these. There actually has to be one in North America at some point. Because all the problems that we talk about are not solved in North America either. So we're hoping that as these ICEs develop, that there will be, besides the one-on-one type of cooperation, we'll also see cooperation and sort of counterweighting among the ICEs. And that's how we believe that we'll finally get some of the issues that we're talking about solved, but also these best practices be inculcated in education and many of the other institutions that we're not even really almost discussing at this point. So with that, Dr. Creedy, oh, sorry, Bronco, do you?
Apologize, I have to intervene here because before Dr. Creedy talks about this development, to make one remark, we are now discussing the work plan, implementation of the current work plan that started on 1st January 2016 and ends 31st December next year. So we are practically in the middle of the cycle. So I wanted to update you on the formal front, what has been done in establishing centers of excellence, in the one in Poland. On 30th October last year, a few days after the annual session, the previous annual session, European Economic Commission, United Nations Economic Commission for Europe, and the Central Mining Institute of Katowice signed an MOU, Memorandum of Understanding, on establishing the International Center of Excellence in Katowice. Later, on 8th July this year, in Warsaw, two more Polish organizations decided to accede to this existing MOU, and there are the Polish Oil and Gas Company, which we refer to as PGNiG or PGNiG, and the Polish Geological Institute, National Research Institute, or PIG-PIB. Today, we hope to bring another partner to this important partnership, which is the Oil and Gas Institute, National Research Institute. We refer to it as INIG of Poland also. And this is extremely important, as Mr. Pilcher earlier said. The original idea for the Center of Excellence was to have this PPP flavor and talk about the interaction between governments and the private sector. And that's why this, such a strong engagement of the private sector is extremely important. Another point is, as you may all know, this group of experts has received from the Economic and Social Council a mandate in decision of the ECOSOC 222 made in 2011 for a global dissemination of best practices in all countries of the world, which means that we could in principle work anywhere. And as Mr. Skiba mentioned, this seminar that might be organized in June next year will invite experts from all countries, so we are not limited to our region. And with this in mind, I think it's time for Dr. Creedy to update us on things that may happen beyond our region. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr.